Blessed good morning to you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truth of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Good day, our dear listeners. We greet you in none other name than that of our Lord Jesus Christ, that name that is so powerful, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name of the Lord which is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Our desire is that you would know the power of that name and the person, that name, our Lord Jesus Christ. We trust our broadcast would do this for you this morning as you listen. Let God's Word do a work in your life. We have with us Brother Roger Paul, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Birds River, Deacons Road, St. Michael, to bring us the message.
Amen. Blessed good morning to you again, radio listeners. It is once again my privilege to be with you as we continue our study in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, in the Lord's Prayer. In verse 13, the Bible says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Father, would you bless our time this morning as we look into your word. Use it to encourage our hearts. You said the entrance of your word give it light. It give it understanding to the simple. We desire light, Lord God, this morning. So give it this morning. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. We continue our thought from last week as we began looking at the matter of God leading us not into temptation. Remember last week we looked at what a petition is not saying. It is not saying that God tempts us to sin, to destroy us. As a matter of fact, we looked at a passage in the book of James chapter 1 where it says that let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. We look also last week that God is a great leader. As a matter of fact, the psalmist, as we mentioned about the leadership of God, he says, "He leadeth me beside still waters." And in that thought, he said, "He restored my soul." Again, he says, the psalmist says, "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." What a great leader we have, my friends. We see that whenever God leads, he will not lead us into temptation, but away from it, away from destruction, away from evil. We looked at various lives, those of Lot and David and Daniel and the apostles. We see how God will lead them, my friends, away from temptation. So the prayer this morning is that God will lead us away. We look at last week also the things that draw us to temptations. The temptations that draw us. Things like ambition, forbidden things. And men draw so much today to things that are wrong, to evil. Prosperity. We looked at Solomon as he's drawn away by strange women. The Bible says, "For Solomon loved many strange women who turned his heart away from God." Evil associations. But this morning, my friends, we want to look at this matter of our duty in this petition. Because as we ask the Lord to lead us not into temptation, this petition implies we too have a duty. First of all, it is our duty, my friend, this morning, to recognize His divine presence with us at all times. The Bible says in the book of John that God give us of his Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who will be with us at all times. And he will lead us, he will guide us into all truth. He is with us at all times. We must recognize that, my friends. I gave an illustration once of these glasses that they have that have a camera right in the middle of it. Wherever the person that has the glasses on looks, that camera points, and the viewer sees whoever's viewing the television. The Holy Spirit, my friends, sits, as I would think of it, in front of a television. And wherever you and I see, wherever you and I look, he sees. Whatever we do, he knows. He hears. He is with us at all times. We must recognize his presence with us at all times. We must also recognize, my friend, the fact that he will always make a way of escape. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, the Bible says there, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." I'm sure this morning, my friends, if you check carefully, you will realize that there's always a way to escape out of the temptation you're in. Whether it be immoral, whatever it is, God always gives us a way to escape. Oftentimes we see the way, but we refuse to accept it. If you're going to ask God this morning to lead you not into temptation, my friends, when he makes that way possible, you and I must travel that way he's made. Our responsibility also, my friends, is that we should not consent to enticement. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 to 16. The wise men said, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, 'Come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit,' we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse." My son, he said, "walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, to make haste to shed blood. Consent thou not, my son." When those people come to you to entice you to do evil, do not go along with them. He is saying, you cannot pray this prayer and keep the same people around you who always gets you into trouble. No, my friends. If God is going to lead you out of temptation, he is going to lead you away from people who will entice you to do what's wrong, who will entice you to sin. Are you willing this morning? You know, many of us, we want these things. We want the right things. But we're not willing to do the right things to get the right things. Are you willing this morning, my friends, for God to lead you, truly lead you? Another responsibility we have is that we should not put ourselves with evil and wicked men. Proverbs 4:14-17 says, "Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, pass away." Man, how many times must God say this? The same thing, different ways. He says, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. We should not let ourselves be an instrument of unrighteousness. Romans 6:13 says, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Well, my friends, we have another duty I believe is very important. Ephesians 6:13 says, we must clad ourselves in the whole armor of God. Wherefore, he said, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Let me list some lessons I believe we can quickly hear that we can learn from this passage. One, lesson one, to know and to acknowledge our own weaknesses. I believe this passage teaches clearly that. Secondly, temptation, my friend, is not a thing to be courted, but to be feared. Thirdly, temptation cannot be avoided even by the saintliest person. Fourthly, all are under God's control. Fifthly, we must pray against temptation, especially, my friends, such as we feel we are most likely to fall under. Sixth, we must pray, and we must add to that watchfulness. Seven, we must avoid the seducing opportunities of evil. Eight, we must beware of little temptations. Nine, we must listen to the slightest whisper of the conscience. And lastly, we must remember the devil varies his temptations to suit the changing circumstances of our lives. May God help us this morning, my friends, as we continue to serve him here. Father, bless your word this morning to our hearts again. We thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Dear listeners, you have heard the message of the word of the Lord concerning temptation. Again, we plead with you, if you're yielding yourself to temptation and you know you're going the wrong way, or you're struggling with it, we want to help you. Why not call us at 427-1054, that is 427-1054. Let us help you get over that sin that's so beating you down. That temptation that you're yielding yourself to, God can help you. Write us and let us know of your needs so we can send you some literature. Or best of all, come visit us at one of our churches where we will be glad to take God's word and help you. So we invite you to the Grace Bible Church in Wellhouse in Philip, or the Grace Bible Church in Birds River, Deacons Road, St. Michael, where services begin every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. Or the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkey, St. Michael. Services begin at 8:30 every Sunday morning. After every Sunday morning service, we have our Sunday school hour and we have a class for every age. We'd like you to come and visit and be with us. Every Sunday night at 7:15, each one of our churches have a service, 7:15 every Sunday night. Then there is the Berean Bible Baptist Church in Colleton, Six Men, St. Peter. Services begin at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning and at 6:30 every Sunday evening. Remember, dear friends, the Bible tells us, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can be saved today. You can have your sins forgiven if you would trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There's only one way to get saved. It's not through church. It's not through any good works. It's through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you can call upon him. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you do that today and ask God for mercy, the Bible says he will in no wise cast out any that come unto him. He will give you that life. If you have done that today, dear friend, we would like to know so we can help you to know more about God's word, to enjoy the salvation he has given to you. God bless you.